on the fourth floor of the Student Union at the University of Arizona. Retired MP Ricardo Pereda works at the intersection of veterans and civilians. He's the president of the U of A's Student Veterans of America. More than 900 veterans are enrolled at the U of A this academic year, and the Vet Center helps them find services from homework help to mental health care. Pareda says support is crucial for veterans adjusting to life out of the military.
Yeah, we're going to have a big impact on our nation and as a result on our world from these veterans all across the nation going back to college, in many cases fulfilling a life's dream that they never thought possible.
Pareda says the transition from military to civilian life, including college, can be long and challenging. He's especially concerned about high rates of suicide and substance abuse among veterans. To talk about how veterans and civilians can help themselves and each other, he has organized a panel scheduled for May 7th. He says panelists will discuss ways to address issues like physical and mental health and finding roles in society.
What's going on? What do we see? Can we do anything about it? Which, you know, the answer's got to be yes. No is not that's not an acceptable answer. How do we go about doing that? Who needs to be involved? And, you know, what is that going to look like?
The panel will include representatives from well-known fields like psychology and some less familiar practices like energy therapies.
The first thing I want to do is to just do a little bit of an interview.
Janet Olson is the program coordinator for Healing Touch Therapy at the U of A Disability Resource Center, or DRC. Olson says the technique comes from a nursing background and is an expansion on touch therapy.
You're finding areas that are, we call it congested energy, and using techniques to balance that energy out, clear it out, so that the person has an opportunity for their own self-healing.
The Vet Center hosts Healing Touch sessions once a month, and the DRC gives the service to veterans for free. Olson says the therapy is designed to give benefit beyond each individual appointment.
One of the things we do in these sessions is we will also talk about ways that they can help themselves.
Olson teaches therapeutic techniques like breathing, using pressure points, or guided imagery. In a 2011 study conducted at the U of A Disability Resource Center, 24 participants reported reduced depression, anxiety, and sleep trouble after receiving a minimum of 4 treatments. For veterans who are trained to think and act fast in the military, Olson says situations like crowded classrooms or sudden noises can trigger reactions. She says being able to pause can moderate behavior.
They're able to just at least take enough of a moment to get out of some of the reactive ways in which they normally deal with things.
Adjusting to common civilian situations is a focus of Abel Moreno's peer groups, which he runs for veterans like himself. Moreno is the Veterans Services Coordinator for La Frontera, a nonprofit behavioral health center based in Arizona. Moreno says from his experience, military culture can discourage open conversation, especially on sensitive and personal topics. He says approaches to working with veterans should address that.
I've sat with a lot of veterans, and they say, hey, I go to 6 groups a week, and I don't feel any different walking in than I did before. So we have to look at that, and we have to actually say, okay, is the dialect in which we're using in order to reach you making sense? Is the talk real enough for you to come out and say what you need to say, what the problem is?
Moreno says a relaxed conversational approach, instead of structured formulas like assigning a subject for group discussion, can take the pressure off so veterans feel comfortable bringing up issues on their own. He says it's important to understand that one of the biggest challenges facing service members in their transition to civilian life is translating their military experiences to life out of uniform.
Because as a soldier, I'm pretty good. As an airman, I'm pretty good. As a sailor, I'm pretty good. As a Marine, I'm pretty good. But when it comes to being a well-loved, well-received person, that's something I want to navigate now. And ultimately, we will see that our service does matter. But in the end, that is what we truly, really are looking for, to be well.
Moreno says veterans and the professionals who work with them all have the same goal, to help former service members be healthy and reintegrate into society. I'm Hannah Gaber, Arizona Public Media.